Hello and welcome to Mission Moments, Episode 2. Your reader today will be Kaylee Runyon. Mission Moments is an employee-created podcast where we share stories from Valleywide providers about the moments where we go the distance for our patients. Valleywide Health Systems is committed to providing high-quality, safe, effective, and integrated healthcare services in a respectful and inclusive manner for all, with special consideration for medically underserved populations. Mission Moments remind us that every patient interaction is a chance to make a difference. Please be aware that Mission Moments may deal with the difficult or traumatic experiences our patients face. Patients have been assigned false names for ease of reading and to protect patient information. There are two stories in this episode, so please listen all the way to the end. One afternoon, a patient came in for medical reasons and mentioned that he was grieving over the death of his son. The PCPs, MAs, and RNs at the clinic are very good at identifying opportunities for their patients to receive additional support through behavioral health. The provider was asked to go into the exam room to assess further for the patient's behavioral health needs. Although the patient was guarded over the course of the session, he did acknowledge that he was having thoughts of suicide for the first time in his life. We were able to identify that the patient had several symptoms that placed him in a high-risk category for a suicide attempt. However, we were also able to help the patient to create a detailed safety and follow-up plan that would help guide the patient to make healthy decisions once he left the clinic, even if his symptoms became worse. We also got a family member involved in the plan to help with follow-through. In July 2020, we provided crisis intervention to a local patient named John and scheduled him with a local PCP for a visit 2 days after his initial contact. John was provided with many resources through the PCP, case management, care coordination, and ongoing behavioral health support. This patient has had multiple instances of crisis with suicidal ideation, homicidal ideation, and has utilized the Colorado Crisis Line many times. He has burnt bridges with case management, care coordination, and behavioral health services at both Valleywide and the Community Mental Health Center due to his agitation and distress, which are most likely prompted by trauma history. When COVID happened, John had no income, and due to digital inequity, which is where a patient has no internet or no computer, and also the library was closed, so no access to internet or computer, the behavioral health provider made time to assist John with an online unemployment application, which included setting up emails, while continuing to monitor the patient's behavioral health needs. Over the next 30 days, John's care team connected him with another community mental health center, and his behavioral health provider communicated with his new ongoing therapist and case manager. John's unemployment benefits are currently on hold, and he is near crisis again due to finances and the complexities of online services. However, services continue to assist John with addressing social determinants of health and care coordination. John lives off-grid and isolated and has multiple transportation issues and may benefit from a public housing situation, of which his new case manager at the Community Mental Health Center is aware of and may devote future resources to managing. John's behavioral health provider continues to assist with access to the internet with the hopes of getting him back into the library to access a computer. John was able to pay off his mortgage during this time rather than losing his home. He has also been utilizing medication prescribed by his PCP, and he feels that he now has some support. John is aware of the integrated roles and is hopeful for support from the new Community Mental Health Center.